Thank you for listening to the podcast of Faith Baptist Church of Enfield, Connecticut. We hope and pray that these messages from Pastor Gary will be a help to you. You can find out more about our church at www.fbcenfield.com or find us on Facebook. God bless and enjoy the message.
Now, if you can imagine the scene in the time of Jesus, there were no cars, there were no cell phones, there were no radios, no TV. People lived close together. You didn't have a house with a mile-long driveway and spread apart. And everybody lived in close proximity. And when something was happening in the village, in the town, everybody knew about it because it was something new, something exciting. If there was somebody had bought a bunch of cattle, they'd see that. If somebody was sick, everybody would know about it. Now, in this scene, we're in the height of the ministry of Jesus. He is going from village to village. He's teaching the people. Great crowds are coming to see him. They listen to him. Not only that, we have what, like was mentioned today, we had the feeding of the 5,000. We had people that came and were healed of their sicknesses. Limbs were being restored. People that couldn't walk were now walking. People that couldn't see are now seeing. And prior to this scene that we're coming to this morning, he had healed a young man and cast out the demons that were tormenting him. And so the crowds were coming to see Jesus. They were looking for him. They were actively trying to get close to him so they could listen to him and maybe they could be healed of whatever was ailing them, whatever was bothering them. Now, I want to say this morning with all the and I appreciate your patience. We're going a little longer this morning, but I'll try not to. If you're good, I'll not preach so long, but we'll see. But the goal of this, of church, and maybe we've missed what it is about, but our single goal is to point you to Jesus. These songs we're singing of him, glorifying Jesus. The church, the goal of the church is to preach the gospel and to disciple people and teach them the ways of God so you can know God, so that you can have God in your life. We want you to have God in your life. We don't want you to follow necessarily our church. We want you to follow Jesus. And we believe that when you see Jesus, I believe the answer to your problem this morning is Jesus. And there was a time, we talk about today in our society, getting back to faith. Well, it's not just faith in general, it's faith in Jesus, who Jesus is. Who he is and what he can do and how he can change your life. Jesus, when you get to know him, not just about him or hear about him. And here's the thing, in these crowds, there's a lot of people that hear about Jesus. We're going to see somebody that embraced Jesus, and it changed their life. And so we come to this scene this morning, and the Bible says this in Mark, Jesus went with him. Who's he talking about? He's talking about Jairus. Jairus was a prominent leader. He was a Pharisee. He was an important man. He came to Jesus. He bowed down to Jesus, and he said, come and heal my son. He's dying. My daughter, she's dying. My child. Now, I don't care how important you are, how much money you have. When one of your children is sick, you want to do something about that. And you'd be willing to give all your money and all your prestige for that. And so Jairus came to Jesus. He was this important man. So here is Jesus. And I can just picture this in the village. And And here's the probably one of the most prominent men in the village. All knew his name. All the people called him sir. All the people would respect him and probably have gone to him for advice. And so here's this important man. He's walking with Jesus. And all the crowds are around. They want to see what happens. They're curious. They don't have Netflix at home. This is the only news of the day. And so they're all around him and they're pushing, the crowds are pushing, and it's a lot of excitement because all of these miracles are happening, all these things are going on at this time of Jesus. And it says Jesus went with him and the people followed, crowding around him. And they want to see what Jesus will do. Then it says this in verse 25, a woman in the crowd had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding. Now think about this. Here's a woman who has this sickness, this ailment for 12 years. Now, how many of you were sick this past winter? And I heard people talk about they were sick for a week, a couple of weeks. And I heard, even myself, I had a sickness and a cough for a few weeks, and I don't know how many weeks. And I heard a lot of people saying, I can't wait till this passes. I can't deal with this. This is tough. But can you imagine 12 years? A 12-year ailment that instead of getting better is getting worse. And here's the thing about this woman. This woman was dealt a deck of cards. She was dealt this situation. It's not her own fault. We have no indication that this was her fault, that she was sick. This was no indication that she had done something to cause this sickness. She was sick. 12 years, she had this bleeding. Now think about this. And the woman can understand a lot better. But this was draining. This was draining emotionally. This was draining physically. This was draining spiritually. Now, I don't have time to get in all of the Old Testament implications. But if you look in the Old Testament, the laws of purification, because she had this sickness, she was not allowed to touch anybody. She was not allowed to go to the temple. She had to declare that she was unclean. And so she had all of these circumstances against her on top of the sickness. And so here's this woman, and she's a mess. Now notice verse 26. She had suffered a great deal from many doctors. And over the years, she had spent everything she had to pay them. You thought healthcare crisis is just now. Nothing's changed. She had spent everything she had to pay them, but she had gotten no better. In fact, she had gotten worse. 2021, we spent $4.3 trillion in healthcare. 2016, we spent $180 billion on mental health, $603 billion on pharmaceutical drugs. Are we better off? Are we any better off? I was reading a testimony of Rain Wilson. I don't know who that is. I know his face because my son watches The Office. But he gave a testimony. I don't even know if he's a Christian, but he gave this testimony how he got everything he wanted in life. Being an actor, being in New York, being in this top show. You know what he said? My life's empty. I need something more. He has a podcast called Spiritual Revolution. Why? Because it shows, this is a sign, this is a symptom. And even in the church sometimes, We sometimes in the church, I wonder, is Jesus enough? Because here we have this woman, 12 years, she's suffering, and she's suffering, and she's getting worse, and she's spending all her money on doctors. Listen this morning. The answer is not complicated. The answer is the same. The answer is simple. The answer is God. And why are we so willing to spend the money on the doctors but not take Jesus and the advice he gives us for our lives? See, it's all there. It's written. It's written for us. And here is this woman, and she's suffering. She's got this terrible sickness, and it causes her to seek God. Now notice something about this woman. She is not blaming God. She is not at home saying she's a victim. She had heard about Jesus. She had heard the teachings. And so this whole crowd is out there, and she has the boldness, if you will, the courage, if you will, because she was an outcast, to come to seek Jesus. Now, notice verse 27. She had heard about Jesus, so she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his robe. Verse 28. For she thought herself, if I can just touch his robe, I will be healed. Now, nobody knew this woman. Nobody knew this was going on. It says a lot of people here this morning. God's speaking in your mind. I don't know what he's speaking to you about. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what your trouble is this morning. But I know one thing, that God is speaking to people. And she was thinking, if I could just come to Jesus, and if I could just touch his robe, I'll be healed. Luke gives us this detail in verse 48-44. Coming up behind Jesus, she touched the fringe of his robe, and immediately the bleeding stopped. Now, if you can go, Lori, to the pictures, there's a picture there. If you see this woman there, and if you notice the robe of Jesus, and if you notice, there's a tassel there. And that represents, all the priests, all the rabbis would wear that. That represents the Old Testament law. They would put those on their robes. And she was looking to Jesus. And she says, if I could just touch Jesus, who he is. Really, that's the question. The question this morning is not what church is right, what religion is right. That's not the question. The question is, who is Jesus? That's the question. Who is Jesus? He is either, there's three conclusions to who Jesus is. Either he was a lunatic, he didn't know what he was saying. He was a liar, or he was the Messiah, the Son of God. Because Jesus made claims that no religious teacher has made. Jesus didn't say, I'm going to show you the way to God. He said, I am the way. Jesus didn't claim just to be a prophet. He claimed to be God incarnate. When the Pharisees came to him and he said, before Abraham, he said, I am, which points to Exodus, where God said to Moses, say to the people of Israel, I am has sent you. And when Jesus said, I am, they knew exactly what he was talking about. He said, I am God. I'm the Messiah. So when she went to touch Jesus, she went and she believed who Jesus is. If you can skip to John 30, 20, 31, notice what it says. But these things are written so that you may continue to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God. And that by believing in him, you will have life by the power of his name. Now, this is John writing about the Gospel of John. And what he's saying, the purpose of this book was written that you might believe, not that what church is right, not what religion is right, that you might believe who Jesus is, that he is the Son of God. And that by believing in him, you have life through who? Through Jesus. Through who Jesus is. And so this woman, in a state, thought in her mind, if I can just touch him. Notice Mark 5:29. Immediately, the bleeding stopped. And she could feel in her body that she had been healed of her terrible condition. You see, when we embrace Jesus totally, and here's the problem. There were a lot of people in the crowds that didn't get healed. They were observing Jesus. They were looking at what's going on. They're saying, that's good. That's right. But they didn't embrace him. She pushed through the crowds and nobody knew her. She's pushing through the crowd. And she said, if I could just touch him. And she touched him. He was healed immediately. That's what God does in our lives. I want to speak in a few weeks, a little later than I anticipated, but we're going to be talking about this mental health crisis. But here's the cure. Jesus just healed immediately. Didn't have to take a course. Didn't have to go through years of counseling. When she came to Jesus, she was healed immediately. I don't know how many testimonies I've heard. Well, I tried this, and I tried that, and I went there, and I went there. But when I came to Jesus, it was immediate. It was healing. Now, verse 30 is interesting. Jesus realized that somebody was healed. And he turned around and said, who did this? Who touched me? Who did this? And his disciples, the clueless disciples, right? They never knew. They never had a clue. That's what my wife says about me sometimes. You're clueless. His disciples said, look, at this crowd pressing around, how can you ask who touched me? But don't you notice something? If you have faith, Jesus will stop for you. Now think about this. Think about this. He stopped. And he knew something happened. Now, many of us, when we think we're really important, and we're walking with somebody even more important, are we going to make time for somebody that's not really important? Probably not. Here was Jesus, the Son of God, the Messiah. Here was Jairus, the leader of the synagogue. And he's walking, and he's all these crowds, they're watching him. But Jesus stopped for this woman. He stopped for her. He didn't say, how could you touch me? You're unclean. He didn't say, I don't have time for you. He stopped for this woman. And in verse 33, it says, and the frightened woman, trembling at The realization of what had happened to her came and fell on her knees in front of him and told him what she had done. Why was she frank? She knew ceremonially, here's the Messiah and here's leader of the synagogue. They're going to condemn me. They're going to... Listen. We talk about today acceptance. Listen, Jesus will accept anybody. But here's the thing about Jesus. When we come to Jesus, he accepts us as we are, but he will change us into what we can be for God. She found her love, acceptance, identity in Jesus Christ. And when she came to him in faith, notice what it says, verse 34. And he said to her daughter, he called her daughter. Think about that. That's a term of affection, endearment, love, acceptance. He said, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace. Your faith has made you whole. Go in peace. When she came and she put her whole faith in Jesus, it made her whole. That's what Jesus wants to do. That's what he wants to do in the lives of these young kids. That's what he wants to do in my life. That's what he wants to do in our lives. He wants to make us whole. And we're not going to find the answer in human means, in human solutions. This woman spent everything, years, going from one doctor to another doctor. She was an experiment. You go and read some of the things they tried in those days. And they all failed. The only thing that will heal us is Jesus. Four conclusions this morning. Number one, this woman resents all of us. We are sick because of sin and getting worse. Problem today in our society. You know the problem today in our society? It's not the iPhone. Well, I mean, I have Android, but it's not the iPhone. It's not the TV. The problem today is our sinful nature. We are born, the Bible says, in iniquity and in sin did my mother raise me, Job said, because we are born with this tendency to walk away from God, to ignore God. And we're getting worse. Secondly, solutions without God are experimental and temporary at best. Solutions without God always depend on you. You got to do better, try hard. How many times have you said that? He said that to your teenager. You could do your schoolwork. I'm going to take away your phone. I'm going to shave your head off. I don't know. Do it at school. And you fight and fight and fight. Right. Will has this. You didn't do your homework, did you, Will? So, but until a change happens inside, solutions. Listen. How many solutions are people selling us today that don't work or work temporarily? And we're paying millions of dollars for them. And then thirdly, faith, not works, is this pathway towards healing. This woman didn't do anything. She just believed. She didn't come and recite the Ten Commandments to Jesus. She didn't say, well, I'm going to go to the synagogue every Saturday. She just came to Jesus, and the moment she put her faith in Jesus, the healing was instantaneous. And the last question. Have you embraced Jesus or just observed Jesus? Because people say that, well, I grew up in a water. I grew up in church and it didn't work for me. Yeah, because you were in the crowd. You're observing Jesus. So there's a difference between all those people in the crowd, because the crowd later was saying, crucify him. But this woman, she embraced Jesus. She pushed through the crowd and she says, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. Let's stand and pray this morning. Heavenly Father,